Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi there. Bring on the weekend. Loads of people breaking up for Easter today, and lots of people have sunshine where they are as well. Hello if you're breaking up. Some people still got lots of revision to do though. Rubbish. Don't worry about that. It's Friday. Have fun. Hello if you're just about to finish work. It's Mills. And there's some new listeners on. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Saying, what exactly is it that you do shout over that music on Fridays? Hello to all our new listeners. Becky, what is it?
It's only Blue Friday.
It's only Blue Friday. And why do we do that?
I've never been sure.
I don't know either. It just something that started about 3-4 years ago, and don't know. But people seem to, maybe 5 years ago, people seem to really like it, and I don't know why. It started off as just a small little, it's only Blue Friday, and now it's kind of gone long, and you don't really understand what I'm saying. It's evolved over the years. Jennifer in Glasgow's been on saying, best one yet by a country mile, Scott. Amazing. Ambi and Alex going north weren't so keen. That was immense, says John from Torquay. Who's the daddy? That was spot on from Rich in Ludlow. Cheers, Rich.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we all went out for a little meeting last night, didn't we?
Is that what it was? I thought it was just a social thing.
Oh. No, we did. we talked about work a bit.
A little bit, yeah.
And just, you know, a couple of drinks. Bit of food.
We're not claiming it back, are we? I should have realised
no.
that before I said. It was a very important meeting.
Mm.
No.
Now, the first place we went into last night had karaoke on.
Mm.
And there was about two people in there.
I think that's probably why there was only two people in there.
Yeah.
It's
not the right place for karaoke, I don't think.
No. No.
And Becky wouldn't order food in there. Is it because you don't like people singing while you're eating, or...?
No, it's because the music was too fast. The stuff they were singing to was way too fast.
Right.
And I can't eat if the music's too fast because it gives me indigestion.
What, so if the music is too fast, what, in a club or a pub, anywhere?
Yeah.
Even at home?
Yeah.
If it's too fast,
the
music gives you indigestion?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've obviously got to be eating food at the same time. Just listening to the music in itself doesn't give me indigestion.
What kind of BPM would it have to be?
I'd say anything over 100.
Over 100 BPM.
Yeah, and I can't eat.
Right.
It just really... Do you not get that?
No.
So you could listen to, like, really fast music and still enjoy your food?
Yeah, I really could.
No, anything over 100 and I had to put my fork down. And then it's gone... By the time the track finishes, it's gone cold, hasn't it? So we had to go somewhere else.
Julia and Doran's been on saying, actually, I totally agree with Becky. Fast music and food don't work. I just don't enjoy my meal. I feel rushed. Do you eat in time to the music?
Is I don't right? know. I must do then. I must subconsciously, like, eat to the same speed.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Andrew. I've got a suggestion for you said about the music that's hard to eat to.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Greek music, you know, that plate-smashing music that just gets faster and faster as it goes on to the always-playing Greek restaurants. That's terrible to eat to.
Oh, what's that called?
I don't know what it's called.
It starts off slow.
Yeah.
And then it goes really fast at the end.
Yeah, so, and it just gets faster and faster and faster.
So
and,
do you have the same thing then?
Well, certainly did when I was trying to eat in my Greek restaurant that time, I must say.
It's this, isn't it?
I found it.
No, this is...
So you'd be fine at this point.
This is all right, yeah. I'm just enjoying my spanakopita.
Your what?
It's like a Greek cheese thing.
Okay, good.
It would be cheese, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still okay now.
Are you okay still, Andrew, with this?
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah, fine.
No, I'd have to stop eating now.
What now?
Yeah. Are you still going, Andrew?
Well, I'm chomping a bit faster, must I?
I see what you mean now. Oh.
You can't eat to this speed now.
I think I'd still be fine. Andrew, you still eating?
It's getting tough.
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, this is stressing you out now, isn't it?
It really is. I can't listen anymore.
Love you, Andrew.
Love you too, Scott.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, this will properly stress you out. Listen to this. I found a good bit. Listen.
Am I still in the Greek restaurant?
You're still there.
Oh! Is this the same song?
Yeah. You'd be out the door by now.
No. Imagine all the other things you could do to this music. You get yourself in all sorts of trouble.
Right, turn it off.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A little bit offended earlier, to be honest.
Why?
I went out for a run, trying to be healthy and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
With my friend. We go running every now and again. The thing is with him, he's just like, oh, no, today my leg hurts, so I can't do it. Or then the next week I'll text and go, a bit of back pain today, sorry. So we kind of keep cancelling each other, but we actually managed to do it today. First time in about a month.
Mm.
And so he came round to mine, already wearing his kind of gym stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just coincidence that we were wearing kind of similar running gear. So, white T-shirt, and also really similar shorts. We hadn't planned this. We hadn't called each other beforehand. Yeah.
Well,
what are you saying about me in shorts?
Well, no, how short were the shorts? They're not like 80s shorts, are
no,
they?
No, just normal running shorts. That okay. You would, you know.
Cycling shorts?
No.
I'd quite like to see that.
Would you?
Not in that way, no.
Hello, darling.
So anyway, you were out running like twins.
So we got to the park. We do look really similar in our outfits, okay?
Mm.
And there's a college next to the park. And two students, when we were running, shouted out, 118, 118! So I thought, it was really rude.
Why were you running in the black curly wigs?
With a moustache.
Yeah.
I wasn't. We just...
Is that your new disguise? Because you can't run being on the phone, so you run in a disguise instead.
Right. Yeah. I just thought it was rude. Don't shout out 118, 118 at me, my friend. It's because we're wearing similar outfits. And a wig and a moustache.
Yeah.
Why are people now texting and asking me for the numbers of dentists in Slough?
Because you're the 11118.
Oh, hilarious.
Big hairy man.
Thanks. Patrick, 13, has been on, saying, it's not rude, it's funny. Not when it happens to you, Patrick. Radio 1, hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Claire.
Where are you, Claire?
I'm just on my way to my in-laws for my tea.
For your tea?
Yeah.
Lush. What are you having?
Spaghetti bolognese, I think.
Oh, lush. Until it's Friday. Yeah. That's more of a Friday food than prawns, isn't it, Becky?
Yeah, definitely.
How can I help, Claire?
I'm just calling to say that, yeah, I've had the 118 thing done as well. And I've only been running about 6 weeks, and I've probably had it done two or three times to me.
So you've been running for 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Part of like a new fitness thing, and people shout, oi, 118, 118, all the time.
So they actually sing the 118 tune to me.
Do you run with someone else, or...?
I run with the running club sometimes, but I've had it done on my own, and when I'm with the running club as well.
How many times?
Probably two or three times.
Yeah, you see, there's always someone worse off than you, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely.
It's only happened to me once so far. Have you got a moustache, Claire?
I haven't now, and I've got blonde hair as well, so...
Wow. Weird.
So it's a bit sad, really. They just see something different, don't they?
That's right. Enjoy your tea.
They can't be bothered to go out running, and they don't like it when other people can. That's
you tell them, Claire, yeah. I love you.
Love you too.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.